This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-brand-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start the show out, we've got the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we knew it was going to happen. We've been talking about it for several days once the Breonna Taylor verdict came down as to whether or not the police officers would be charged or not with murder or whatever, that things were going to go south very quickly. And they did. The crowd started mounting up this afternoon. I was watching them on television in Louisville, and they started to get a little bit rowdy, and then the police drew down the gauntlet and pushed the crowds back from where they were at. But tonight, when it got dark, here we go, some fires were set, and two Louisville police officers were shot and wounded. Now, one of them apparently wasn't hurt as bad as the other, because the condition of that officer right away was stable and alert. But the second one had to go into surgery. So what do we know about him right now?
Well, that's right, Captain. What we know at this hour is that one of the officers is alert and stable. The other officer currently undergoing surgery and stable. This from the Louisville Metro Police Department Chief Robert Schroeder earlier this evening, and as soon as we get updates, we'll bring them to the listeners, of course. But this is a very, very bad development, a very concerning development, to say the least, in these protests. As police, as you mentioned, throughout the afternoon and into the evening, have been dealing with these different protesters all across the area. They had braced, of course, the business owners and the police department as well, had braced for such a reaction. But unfortunately, we are going to see businesses burned and people's property destroyed in all of this as well. On the heels of the indictments that came down, which had nothing, the indictments did not address the actual death of Breonna Taylor.
Of course not.
That's part of what the protesters are upset about, obviously. But as you mentioned, that's right. That wasn't part of the scope of this investigation, one would think.
Yeah, now, the second thing here, and caller, hang on a second, I'll get right to you. The second thing here, very quickly, is the fact that I saw a 24-foot U-Haul truck being unloaded with things that were brought in there specifically for these people to use. Now, let's go to the caller real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. Hey, Professor. It's Mike in Clearwater.
Go ahead.
I think that them charging the one officer, now, I know they were making a big deal about he was fired, but if you go into if you go in there and you get shot at, well, what are you supposed to do? And the second thing that I want your opinion on is they're talking about getting rid of no-knock warrants. Well, one of the tools that law enforcement has that they use to their advantage is the element of surprise. So if I come and knock on your door and, oh, I'm the police, I'm coming in, okay, so now you can flush your drugs down the toilet or get rid of them. So the whole point of a no-knock warrant is to come and catch you off guard so that they can, you know, effectively do their job. And I think it's ridiculous, and I want to know what you all think.
All right, well, first of all, and thank you. Now, first of all, Kyle, the no-knock warrants were being used here because they were, in fact, going in for a drug investigation.
Well, that's true.
And exercise a warrant per such.
That's right. But we understood today from Daniel Cameron, the Kentucky Attorney General, that even though it was a no-knock warrant, they were told by their superiors to announce themselves.
Right.
And that's exactly what they did, we understand. So that was a major misnomer early on in this case, believing that there was no warning at all.
Right. And the second they did that, they got shot at. And once that first shot was fired by the person shooting at them, all bets were off. They had the absolute right and authority to use deadly force to defend themselves.
That's right. And so, again, what this unfortunate tragedy of the loss of Breonna Taylor obviously is very heartfelt. But in the course of the investigation, according to the Attorney General, as he was speaking earlier today, that was unfortunately part of this incident that occurred. But these charges go to the wanton endangerment for the other officer.
All right, well, hang on. We got another caller. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yes, sir. And hi, Kyle.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Kyle. Thank you for acknowledging my presence. We gotta stop.
All right. All right. I gotta stop you right there.
No,
here comes the hard break. Hang on. We're coming to a hard break, Sean, and I can't do anything about it. All right, Kyle, you're going over on hold, too, because you're going to get cut off right now. And I'm going to tell everybody I'll be right back with more. And, Sean, you hang on, and we'll get to you when we come back from the break. That's the way it goes. The computer runs the setup.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt
Brown. Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor. You've been hearing me talk about Relief Factor for several years now because I do take the product, and I took it my capsules about midnight tonight. And again, it was to reduce the swelling in my leg and my ankle, which it's working on it right now. It's and getting rid of the discomfort I had. But if you're struggling with back or neck or shoulder or hip or knee pain, or even just general muscle aches and pain from your everyday activities, I'd like to suggest to you that you try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Now, it's still discounted to just $19.95. And if it works for you, then you just go on and you get on the regular deal, and away you go. And every month you get a packet of it, and away a sleeve of it, and all the little individual packets in it, and then away you go, and you're all set. So all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Look at the little tutorial that's there if you need to have any questions answered. It's all natural. There's no drugs in it. It'll tell you all about what it's all about. And you can go ahead and order it, and away you go. Now, if you want to give them a call, you can do that too by calling them at 800-500-8384. But then you got to tell them the captain sent you, or you're going to get charged full retail price. So the easiest way is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. $19.95, the 3-week quick start. All right, welcome back there, Kyle Warren.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, I'm going to finish the Louisville thing, and then I'm going to get into a discussion here about what this is all about. The Kentucky State Troopers have a presence there. They're backing up the Louisville City Police. You've also got some sheriff's deputies I saw there answering the chaos, which is targeting the police, businesses, and government facilities in Louisville. Somebody said early on, well, I haven't seen the National Guard. Well, I saw the National Guard show up in their Humvees earlier in the afternoon before all of this stuff started going down, before the verdict was issued.
I knew they were there, and I just didn't know where they were. And then we found out that they were not only guarding the hospital, but they were guarding the schools, and there's a very famous university in Louisville, isn't there?
That's right.
Guess where the National Guard was. They were down there by the university. So they were doing all the things that you would expect they would be doing. And just because they didn't see the National Guard on the streets downtown where they really weren't needed, thank God, at least not yet anyway, they were there. And so kudos to them. Now, revolutions rarely happen overnight, right?
That's true. Well, true. Exactly, yes.
And the left started laying down the groundwork for this November 3rd, 2020 election the moment Hillary Clinton had to concede the 2016 election to Donald Trump. That was a culture shock to her, to all of the Democrats, to all of the progressives, to all the people on the radical left, because they thought they had this thing in the bag.
Well, they did. They had all the polling data. They had all of the opinion leaders telling them it was all going to be fine. They were going to win. There was a 90% chance or something Hillary was going to win, and on it went. And you're right, Captain. They have been laying the groundwork. They've only wanted to get rid of President Trump as president over the last almost now 4 years. They've done everything they can. They've never worked with this president. They've never actually tried to govern with the Republican Senate and so forth. They simply want to impeach the president, make him resign, whatever the case may be. But they have done the American people such a great disservice, and we're seeing what's coming to fruition now.
Well, here's the deal. We know that it's all about getting rid of President Donald Trump because he's totally against everything and anything they stand for, and they know it. And there's a playbook for all of that. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and they are going chapter by chapter. All the 13 rules that are in there, they're going right through it, and then they're turning around and going right through them all over again. But we are not dealing with protesters. We are not dealing with students. We are not dealing with just ma and pa and average people on the street. We are dealing with professional agitators. We are dealing with people that some of them are getting paid. They are professional demonstrators. They have been trained in different parts of the country. They're moving around different parts of the country. And all they're trying to do is to create a radical disturbance to do as much damage and as much harm as they possibly can. They are not protesters, they are rioters, and they are communists, and they are hardcore leftists that we don't want anything to do with. And I'll tell you what, we need to start taking some of these people, making an example out of them, charging them with the federal crimes that we can charge them with, lock them up for a long time, and say, see you in about 10 years.
Well, right, exactly. And they are professionally, you know, essentially professionally organized. What we've seen, Captain.
We even know what they get paid.
That's right.
$200 a day.
That's right.
And it's loaded up in these cards.
That's right. And we've seen that particular tactics are used, as we saw, as I recall, in places like Portland, where they would be attacking the police station, attacking the police officers. This is all figured out ahead of time. It's not organic. It's made to look this way. It's made to ride on the sort of a piggyback on top of what many people have, I'm sure, is real outrage or real concern. But they are doing this in order to create that chaos.
In Louisville, just as it got dark, some of the protesters broke through the line and they got up there close to one of the government buildings and they started to set fire around the edge of the government buildings, trying to catch the building on fire. And the cops immediately charged them and overpowered them and got the fires put out and drove them out of the area.
Right, that's exactly right, and that's the only way to deal. You can't simply pull back and say, burn the city down.
And here's the rule of thumb, folks. You have to fight violence with violence. These are violent people. They want the violence, so give them overwhelming force, overwhelming police presence, drive them the hell out of the area, then make your arrest to the people that you need to arrest, because you could see them pulling the people out of the crowd that were, you know, swearing at them and calling them names and all that sort of stuff, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And they must have had, at one time, they must have had 50 or 60 or maybe as many as 75 over around the corner, all sitting there, you know, waiting to be transported, that I could see, that I knew were there, that I was watching.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And unfortunately, you know, we see these people kind of come out of the woodwork, and one wonders what they're doing when they're not out protesting or rioting, basically.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, again, people want to go about their daily lives, and to know that these kinds of feelings are out there is very, very concerning.
Well, what we've talked about is important. And the people need to know about it, and obviously it's going to be in the news for several days until it calms down, if it does calm down. It's going on all across the country. But the big story of yesterday, the huge story of yesterday, which could bring down a presidential candidate by the name of Joe Biden, is the release of the report from Senator Ron Johnson's committee, which was much worse than was previously thought. Hunter Biden. And his father knew about it and had to know about it, could be tied to the Russian prostitution or human trafficking ring with lots and lots of money when it was getting handed out. It wasn't just the Ukraine. It wasn't just Latvia. It wasn't just Kazakhstan. It wasn't just China. It was Russia, too, and all this money. And we're talking over a course of 20 years and the last 8 years that the Vice President Biden was the vice president, we're talking about several billion dollars was taken in by Hunter Biden and his band of merrymen.
Yeah, that's right. These wire transfers coming from a Russian billionaire, millions of dollars, and all we know is that there was a, quote, financial relationship or a, quote, loan agreement.
These weren't loans. These were not loans.
Oh, I know, but this is what the transactions were described as in the detailed sections of the payments, we understand. So it's all very, very strange. It's not above board from what we can tell. And also, Captain, very, very important, what did Joe Biden know and when did he?
Well, Rand Paul has already said they're going to take this report and they're going to refer to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And also, evidently, Captain, some of this report also is tied up in, as they say, the records indicate some of these transactions are linked to what they say, quote, appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring.
And that came from the Russians.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because criminal concerns, extortion threats involving the son of Democratic presidential nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden and other members of the Biden family, the five Bidens, we call them. I've been telling you about this. Billions of dollars that family took in while Joe Biden was an active member of the government. This is not right. He's dirty. The family's dirty. The most corrupt family in politics.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Louisville, Kentucky say an officer has been shot as protests grow over the lack of charges for officers in Breonna Taylor's death.
After her! In Virginia, after her!
Demonstrations are happening in cities across the country. Taylor, who is black, was shot and killed in March while officers served a drug warrant at her home. The Attorney General said that the officers were authorized to use force and return fire because they were shot at first. He said the officers knocked and announced before they entered Breonna Taylor's home. President Trump was asked about the case during a news conference.
Well, I thought it was really brilliant. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron is doing a fantastic job. I think he's a star.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said protesters shouldn't resort to violence. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Larry Elder is going to be in Sarasota on the 23rd of October, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy, and I'll be the Master of Ceremonies for the evening. And we'll be there at the Hyatt Regency Hotel for the Salem Conservative Summit, and we do this every 4 years. We'll be down in Sarasota this year. We were last time around Sarasota, and we also were in Tampa. But at any rate, we'll be down there. The event starts 7 p.m. The VIP meet and greet starts at 5:30. We're limited to 250 seats inside the Hyatt Regency because we have to do social distancing. And the VIP reception, we're limited to 50 people there because of the same reason. So I hope you're able to get your tickets by going to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com. Love to see as many of you fine folks that I've known over the years down there in Sarasota where I got my radio start. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Go to geico.com. Get a rate quote for the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV you might happen to have. And you can also get your homeowners or renters insurance checked over there, too. See if they can save you some money like they have me for the past 15 years. And, oh, by the way, you also can bundle your renters or your homeowners insurance together with your automobile and save even more money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, back to Hunter Biden. I'm going to read this statement that was made by the committee.
The records also note that some of these transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring, the report says. The allegations are contained in a footnote to a section of the report that details potential criminal concerns and extortion threats involving the son of Democratic presidential nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden, and other members of the Biden family. To be specific, it's five altogether. Now, the report also cites extensive public reporting concerning Hunter Biden's alleged involvement with prostitution services. Now, there's no surprise that Hunter was dealing with sketchy individuals in the Ukraine. Matter of fact, the Senate's discovery of it was shocking. They had no idea that this was going on until the investigations led them where it led them. And the transactions that were there, the money transactions, were linked to several questionable organizations. And one of them was not just Burisma, but the wife of the ex-Moscow mayor that directly wired $3.5 million into the bank account of Hunter Biden for something that he apparently did for them, and we don't know what the something was. But
exactly, yeah.
But according to Rudy Giuliani, Hunter Biden paid women who were nationals of Russia or other Eastern European countries and who appear to be linked to a prostitution or human trafficking ring. What the hell was he paying them for?
Yeah, that is, as they say, the $64,000, or in this case, the $3.5 million question. Absolutely.
And he and his brother-in-law and his sister went on a spending spree tour, compliments of the Russian government. They had credit cards of $100,000 apiece to go out and buy whatever they wanted, compliments of Vladimir Putin and company.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm no expert here, but it sounds like there could be a very significant Russian connection with the Bidens, and maybe just like we heard, of course, about the hoax with Donald Trump, but this seems to be the real deal, only this time it's the Biden.
Well,
and so I wonder if the Democrats are going to lose their minds on this one.
And caller, hang on a minute. I'll get to you in just a second. Well, Hunter Biden sent thousands of dollars to people who appear to be involved in the sex industry, according to a report released yesterday by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Now, the report also says unspecified records show that Biden had sent funds to non-resident alien women in the United States who are citizens of Russia and the Ukraine and who have subsequently wired funds that they've received from Hunter Biden to individuals located in Russia and the Ukraine. Money was floating around all the place. And these people, these women in particular, have been involved in transactions consistent with possible human trafficking, association with adult entertainment, and potential associations with prostitution. Holy smokes.
Holy smokes is right. And again, I mean, this is very, very significant.
This is huge.
Yeah, this is so big.
Yep.
And of course, with the election very, very close.
Yep.
What was Joe Biden's possible involvement?
And I'll pick up Sean Hannity's charge on this. Sean Hannity says Joe Biden has now disqualified himself to be president because of the fact that he had to know what his son was doing. He couldn't possibly not know. All right, we're going to go to the caller that's on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Of course, let's get down to business here. Of course, Joe Biden's disqualified. I've been saying that since January 2016 when he spied on the Trump campaign. All this, with the Department, if I'm waiting on the Department of Injustice or Barr, I'll be waiting forever. Okay? Every time I turn around and wait, the guy is more corrupt than the mob ever thought about being. And you guys haven't done a doggone thing and arrested the guy, charged the guy, done anything, okay? I can't count on anybody. I gotta count on myself and the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Son of God. Let me say something to the American people. When Joe Biden stands up there and tries to say he's a Catholic and says it's okay to kill a baby after it's born, God bless Donald Trump for signing that executive order today. I thought I saw Reverend Al Sharpton out there thanking the president for signing. I thought I saw Cutlow Dollar, T.D. Chase, and all the other, and Jesse Jackson thanking the president for standing up for life and standing up for Jesus Christ and standing up for babies being born. I didn't see, but I thought I saw Reverend Al in Chicago standing and saying black on black crime is through the roof. We can't have that. I thought I saw Black Lives Matter in Chicago saying 50 blacks just killed another 50 blacks and standing up for blacks. No, you didn't, because you're a race hustler. You're pimping out blacks over here. Let me tell everyone in America, when you vote for a Democrat, you're voting against the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the Lord do the same to your city that he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Get to work and vote for Donald Trump and arrest these crooks, Biden, and vote Republican all the way down the ticket. And I don't want to see Ms. go through what Kavanaugh went through. I want to see her nominated on
all right.
and confirmed on Tuesday.
Okay, well, he was on a roll, but we had just about all of that. That was just 60 seconds. He was going into 75 seconds. So anyway, Kyle, he was obviously on a hit parade there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the thing of it is, we know that the Bidens are corrupt. We know it. And again, Sean called me and he says, well, the people that were really the most corrupt were the Clintons. Not in terms of the money they got, okay? In terms of the money that was absconded, the billionaires in the bunch are the Bidens. Five members of the Biden family, the brothers, the son-in-law, and the daughter. Five of them. Okay, compared to Bill and Hillary Clinton and maybe Chelsea to a little bit. They got hundreds of millions of dollars, but nothing like what the Bidens did over the years. Nothing.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, it is a very weird sort of situation because now Joe Biden is experiencing whatever it is he's experiencing with the degradation of his capacities, it would seem.
Well, he's getting a shot every day that lasts so many hours until it wears off, and when it does, you can tell.
Well, something is going on, but
they're doping him up for sure.
But he definitely would, under normal circumstances, you'd have many in the mainstream media running with this story, trying to uncover who the people were that were getting the money, these women, as it were, in the United States, and this kind of thing, and they'd be trying to blow the lid off this thing.
And did you see Biden yesterday at the Black Economic Summit?
I think I saw some clips of it, yes.
Did you see the note card he was reading off from?
Yeah, exactly.
He couldn't even get that right.
Well, and see, this is really...
That was about the time the dope started to wear off.
Yeah, well, this is very concerning.
Because he had to sit down. When he had to sit down, he got tired from standing up and walking around all that time he was up doing that. And then all of a sudden, that's when you could see that obviously whatever they had him doped up on wasn't working.
Well, exactly. And you know,
and you can't tell me they're not doing it.
Right, and when he's looking off to the side in another interview, looking at the monitor, and actually says, I lost the line just then.
Yep.
There's no longer even the illusion that he's answering the question extemporaneously, and he busted that illusion.
Yep.
And so something is going on because he didn't even remember not to do
lots
that.
Of money got handed out to the Bidens. We know that. And now Rand Paul says they want to take their report and send it over to the Department of Justice for criminal investigation. You're damn right they need to do that. All right, let's change gears a little bit. Well, no, we'll have to wait till we come back. But Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster's got a book, and yesterday he stood up for the president, defended the president. He's one of the few people that's written a book that hasn't gone out there and tried to trash the president. How about that? I respect the general for that. I respect him greatly. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much. And that's our uptown girl, our Jersey gal, who's now in Georgia at the Double D Ranch with her husband, Don. That's a big old horse ranch there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this is the Highway and Byway Report, the Trucker's Report, and it is brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop on in there, tell them you've been listening to me talk about them on the radio, and you will get yourself a good old hot cup of coffee and
consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. You gather points for fuel purchases and purchases made in the restaurant and the store and all that stuff, and then you can use it for discounts or for getting one of those fancy mugs they've got, and then you can get a cold drink along with a hot drink. How's that? But Pilot and Flying J, nearest you, tell them the captain sent you. And let's see if we can get this going here. Travis Tritt, that's an oldie but goodie. Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E, and boy, I know a bunch of them. Matter of fact, I got a friend probably listening right now whose nickname is Trouble. So, hello, Trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Now, let's drift on over here. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix, and you probably know somebody who sold Trouble yourself, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes. All right. Well, we've got locally heavy rainfall from Texas into the southeast, and we told you that was going to happen. In the meantime, critical fire weather conditions are back for parts of the west, and it's going to be that way through Thursday into Friday with the rain and with the critical fire weather conditions. Now, the other thing is, elsewhere, a low-pressure system is going to bring heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and cooler temperatures to the Pacific Northwest. We've been telling you about that. Large swells and rip currents will continue along most of the East Coast as the hurricane pulls away from the East Coast. And we do have some rain and some fog along the East Coast tonight as well. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, even though we do have a lot of clouds on the satellite tonight, looking across Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming, we still have some fire weather warnings in those areas, especially in the state of Montana. We've got fire weather warnings and high wind advisories up in the northern part of the state. This is up near the Blackfeet Indian Reservation, we understand. And so we've got those fire weather warnings descending all the way down through Wyoming. Also, air quality alerts still in the Cheyenne and Laramie area. Again, holdovers from these wildfires. May still be a little bit in Denver, but we're not seeing the alerts on the maps right now, so that may be good news for those in Denver along the I-25 corridor. But the fire weather watch extends into Utah, and fire weather warning in Salt Lake City and the Provo area. In the southwest, we're still going to have triple digits. In fact, we're looking for a heat up in the Southern California area as we go through the next few days. Still an air quality alert in the central part of the state. The Bobcat fire continuing. They've increased the containment considerably, we understand. But now, Captain, they're beginning to find out that there's a possibility that the Bobcat fire was actually sparked by a power line. So they're investigating that. Fire weather watch continues up through into Northern California. And we've had a little bit of rain up in Portland. The temperature's dropping, like you were saying, 63 degrees for Thursday in Portland and rain for the next few days. So hopefully a lot of this cloud cover is going to bring some precipitation, especially in Oregon, and that's going to help out. Down here in California, if you're on the 210 freeway earlier tonight, hopefully you missed that car chase that went through that area, ended up near Dodger Stadium, basically. Speeds hitting almost 130 miles per hour. But that's all clear now, and so you should have smooth sailing in that area.
All right. Well, Rapid City, South Dakota, I-90, you got a fire threat watch through there and some high winds as you move across South Dakota tonight. Now, moving on down into the southern parts of the U.S. where the rain is, this, of course, is coming in from Beta, Tropical Storm Beta, which is now just a depression. You've got the rain still across the central and northeastern part of Louisiana, then the central part of Mississippi, to include the Jackson area across I-20, and then it kind of skipjacks up along the northern part of Alabama, Birmingham north up into Tennessee, up towards Nashville, Tennessee, and that rain will continue towards the East Coast. It'll continue to move that way. You've got some flooding going on still down in Louisiana where the flooding was already there from Hurricane Laura. Now you got floods on top of floods, and the same thing for the southwestern corner of Mississippi and the southeast corner of Louisiana, headed over towards Gulfport, Mississippi. Now, in Florida tonight, there's some fog going up I-95, the East Coast, patchy fog from about Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, on up to Fort Pierce, and then it's kind of skipjacks around up towards Daytona, and a little bit up there towards Jacksonville as well. And then as you go further up the East Coast, you're going to have some very windy conditions tonight in Connecticut and Massachusetts. There is rip tide advisory along the southeastern coast of Georgia tonight for some windy conditions there, as well as the waves and whatnot. And that's about what we're looking at. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you, and stop by, see what they have to say. Now, Kyle, back to what we were talking about there, which I really didn't get a chance to get into because we had a couple callers. President Trump has been lauded by his former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General retired H.R. McMaster, for making good decisions on Russia. I'm sure when the Democrats heard that, they started pulling their hair out.
well, of course. And I think the president understands, who he's dealing with in Moscow. And even though General McMaster, talked about the idea, of course, Putin's not our friend. He's not the friend of President Trump. I think President Trump understands that. But as we've seen, Captain, I think President Trump takes sometimes a little bit different approach than the traditional political approach in foreign policy, and has been pretty successful, for example, in the Middle East. And I think that's just kind of how President Trump rolls. He's not there to try to simply kick the can down the road. He wants results if he can get them. If he can't get them, I think he's has no problem with just standing his ground.
Okay, and that's a good thing. By the way, the Democrats, several Democratic senators, want Dianne Feinstein removed from her post with the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, this is real interesting. What are we going to be in for any kind of confirmation hearing for any nominee that President Trump puts up there? They are looking forward to that.
Well, keep in mind, they do not have to go through that committee at all if they don't want to.
That's exactly right. But certainly, and a lot of, we're hearing a lot about Amy Coney Barrett, and of course we don't know who the nominee is. It could be one of the other people that we've heard about, Judge Lagoa, or any of these people. But certainly, Dianne Feinstein is tangled with Amy Coney Barrett before.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Hour number 2 coming right up. When we come back, plenty more to talk about. The president said he wants the Ninth Justice because he believes that the election is going to wind up in the Supreme Court. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.